Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. The Eagles are 8-2. What a win last night. The defense came to play, dominating a Detroit Lions offense that came in averaging 31.4 points per game. Big night for the Eagles, and they certainly needed it to keep pace with the Los Angeles Rams, who beat the Seahawks. So, Hugh, it does feel right now like the two top teams have kind of pulled away a little bit in the NFC. The Rams and the Eagles, both 8-2. Lions dropped to 6-4. Seahawks dropped to 7-3 with the loss yesterday or last evening out in LA. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. What's standing out more? What stood out more? Watch that game. The anemic offense or the great defense the Eagles played? Your take on the AJ stuff. I mean, 11 targets was ridiculous last night. They were trying to force feed the guy and it was inefficient. And of course, the Jalen Hurts stuff. We're also going to let you hear what D Gunn said last night on his show with Seth about the frustration within the building, about the offense and the quarterback. That is coming up. But first, Hugh, remember on Friday we declared war on the city of Detroit?
Yes.
I mean, the Ticket in Detroit, great radio station. They do a great job there. But they stole the Marconi from us. I mean, we should have had it last year. That we didn't win it, they took it. So, you know, we were kind of salty about that. Then, you know, Dan Campbell saying that story about Philadelphia where they, you know, the dip cup got dumped on Strahan and him, and then we found the video, and then we didn't really see it, so it seemed like maybe that was embellished. So we declared full war on the city of Detroit. And Mike Stone, who is actually from this area, but had a great career out in Detroit for many years on talk radio. They're still with the station. He kind of heard he got wind. Maybe some people back home that we declared war.
We was talking reckless
on Detroit. So we had to bring Mike on just to have a little fun, especially after last night. Let's bring Mike on to join us right now on the Midday Show. Mike, how you doing, man?
It's great to talk to you, Hugh. One of the greatest trades the Eagles ever made.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Quickly about last night, I root for the Detroit teams now. I've been here almost 40 years. Philly's my B team, which pisses my friends off because I was such a diehard Philly fan growing up in Broomall, Marple Newtown, class of 76. However, you accused Dan Campbell of lying, and you wanted me to fact-check him while doing an interview. I looked at the Strahan video when I got home. And you're right. It doesn't show anything like that. However, there were cutaways. It's possible that it was funny. They said he's now going to talk to Don Tolleson. And
wow.
When he went to the locker room or as he was going in, somebody, because you can say what you want about Dan Campbell, a little too aggressive last night, but he certainly isn't a liar. He loves Philadelphia. He loves the environment. And if you remember, he has one of the few who is, you know, it was in favor of the tush push. He goes, we just got to figure out a way to stop it, which is one of the only good things they did last night.
Mike, you're right about that. It's funny because the whole offseason, we were pro Campbell because he was one of those. We have our list, the enemies of the tush push, Mike. And Dan Campbell has not been an enemy of the tush push because like a real football coach, he appreciates the play. So I do like that about Dan.
Yeah, he's great. He's a real guy, and certainly not a liar. Now, when you went through the station, I was very you didn't do your homework, because first of all, there's no way I could have beat up John. Whatever you had.
No, we had you. We had you with Joe DeCamera. We was gonna have you fighting Joe.
Okay. As anybody who grew up with me knows, I am a wussy, so he would probably beat me.
Well, but I don't know if you know DeCamera.
No, I don't think, Mike. I don't think you know him.
I think we would all take you, and we love
Joe.
We took
you on that one.
but guys, I'm 66 years old.
Yeah, don't matter.
I don't know. Okay, but the one you forgot about is somebody that I believe Hugh played against, our morning show co-host, John Jansen, former Redskin, Michigan. He's a lot thinner than he was back then.
No, he is. That's John Ritchie's fight, though. That ain't on me. That's John Ritchie's fight.
Yeah, we were matching up morning, midday.
Yeah, we were matching up, yeah.
Yeah,
well, what do you say about John Ritchie? He couldn't handle Michigan, so he transferred to Stanford.
Oh!
Shots fired.
All right, John, we've had John on before. He's a great guy, as you guys know.
Yeah, he is.
So you think that the ticket would take us if it was like an anchorman style fight?
Let's see. Well, you have two former football players.
Well, we have three, because we have three. We have John Ritchie in the morning, Hugh right here, and then Ike Reese.
I know you have Ike.
Yeah.
You probably could be managed. Although we have our contributor who comes in the mornings every Monday and Fridays on the afternoon show, TJ Lang, the former Packer and Lion. So he could add to our book, but the non-football guys one, I think, would be very close, because I would take Rico or Valenti, would crush Spike, unless Spike is some jiu-jitsu guy, because I know his father couldn't fight. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, you're probably right about all that, Mike. You are. I mean, it's hard to argue with this, except that I do think I would take you over to camera. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
I think you're underestimating yourself against the camera, for sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You gotta check the Marple Newtown boys, because they would laugh at that. Anyway.
I'm sure they would. Mike, listen, man, it's fun to have you call in. I enjoyed the game last night. You and everyone in Detroit probably did not, but who knows? Maybe we'll see each other again in the postseason. Mike, thanks for giving a phone call here today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. It's all good fun. Absolutely.
There he goes. Mike Stone, local guy who's had a great career out in Detroit.
Still think Mike could take the camera.
Yeah, he thinks because he's a little bit older than Joe, he can't. But he doesn't know art. He doesn't. Yeah.
I didn't know it was possible to overestimate Joe to camera.
Yeah, I mean, no one is doing that here. To know him is to underestimate him, if anything else. All right. Let's go back to the phones, and then we will let you hear something D. Gunn said on his postgame show last night. Mark in Jersey is up on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, Mark.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't, as of last night, Jalen Hurts is in the Guinness Book of World Records? He stands alone in the history of the game of pro football in terms of interceptions thrown.
What does that mean?
The least amount of interceptions thrown in a 600 passes, and he's only thrown two interceptions. It's the least amount. They announced it last night.
Okay.
So he's being conservative with the football, and it's working. There's a term in the urban neighborhood. It says, don't let people trick you out of your freedom. Okay, and when I say that, you got people saying, oh, take more chances. Oh, thread the needle. Oh, anticipation. Yeah. You know what that gets you? That gets you home for the holidays. Jared Goff threw with anticipations in the playoff last year, and he went home with four interceptions. Justin Herbert threw with anticipation in the playoffs last year, and he went home. Sam Darnold put up all these gaudy numbers all year last year. Right. When the playoffs came, he threw with anticipation,
and
he went home.
So, Mark, you're referencing a lot of good but not great quarterbacks. And it is, you know, it is possible to throw a lot, throw well, and not throw a lot of picks. That's what the all-time great quarterbacks do. Like, Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, but the idea that he can't throw more or throw in anticipation because it might get picked, that's what separates him from the greatest of all time. Those guys do that and don't get picked a lot.
But do they go to multiple Super Bowls? Not everybody's gone to multiple Super Bowls.
Well, it depends on what they have around them. It's not Mark.
Mark, stop.
Going to the Super Bowl is a team thing. It is a team thing. Mark, you want to tell me right now that Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers was in his prime? You want to say that out loud?
I will say this.
So hold on, I want to use the criteria of going to multiple Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers went to the Super Bowl one time. Is Jalen Hurts a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers was at his best? How is there a pause here?
Because the script is not over.
Right now, the last 5 years.
Aaron Rodgers is horrible. So yeah.
No. Mark, you know how to answer the question, and you're being purposely ridiculous.
But my point is this. Lots of people have gone to one Super Bowl, but not a whole lot of people have gone to two.
That's fact.
And that's what people always seem to forget. He's gone twice.
Might be going.
That can't
we
be
always
an
forget.
Yeah,
he might that's go. Not
to,
an accident.
Mark, he's favored to go to the third.
Yeah, he might go.
Right.
Third.
Yeah.
It's got to be him.
That's
a good point.
That's not actually it. But we could say that. You think he's the biggest reason they're 8-2?
He is instrumental in every game.
They don't move the foot. They don't move the football, Mark. Like the
offense does something to help us win. Every game
he's supposed
over the last
to. He's
week.
The quarterback.
Exactly. But he doesn't get the credit. You always look for somebody else.
You're right. Nobody gives Jalen Hurts any credit.
He may not have a good quarter. He may not have a good half. But he always does something with his arms and his legs every game, in games that are always close, or NFL games are close. He does something 2, 3, or 4 times a game that single-handedly is instrumental in us winning the game.
I don't disagree.
He scored 10 and 16 points consecutively.
He is a wonderful game manager. That's what he is.
Well, then how come everybody doesn't game manage and go to the Super Bowl?
Because they don't have the team around them to do that.
They don't have the ability to do it.
Oh, sure.
You got these quarterbacks that are either statues or they run around. He does both. Why is that like a thing that people just don't want to give him credit for?
No,
he does it all.
I think he's a good quarterback, Mark. But
he protects the football. It's like, come on now. You got people, this anticipation thing. Anticipation gets you sent home.
Not if you throw the ball on time with anticipation.
Do not anticipate as a quarterback.
Yeah, that's kind of
they do famously
you,
coach
yeah,
that.
Yeah. All right, I got you, Mark. I just...
That was a good call.
You sat that one out.
Yeah, I did.
You hung me out to dry all by myself on that one.
No, because, see, here's the thing, and this is the reality of it, because Jalen fans can't separate what's being said. You know, I've never once
it's
said
a tough
that.
Time. It's tough time right now for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, because he's winning, and that's the main thing, and Jalen's always said that. But it's at the detriment to the team, and that's, like, listen, I'm going to tell you like this, and this has never changed for me. A win is a win is a win. But it's getting to the point now where it's gotten us here. It's gotten the leak stories. It's gotten the, you know, Jalen's not doing this, that, or the third, which is crazy. It is.
Well, yeah.
But it is what it is.
So instead of getting upset at me for just saying he's not great, he's good, he's a winning quarterback, and he's more like a game manager than anything elite – we keep ignoring what people...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll keep bringing out of that building. Let's let's hear D Gunn again. Who D Gunn is a respected reporter. We all know D Gunn. He's a great guy. He's been around covering the Eagles in different varieties for probably 30 years now, 25 years. I always remember him covering the team, whether it be Comcast or, you know, what he's doing now with the post game stuff with Seth Jordan. Listen to D Gunn last night, more on the Hurts situation and kind of how they feel about the offense.
It has been constantly discussed all season long, yet when they transition to a field on a football game, he plays his game. Not the game the coaches want him to play. He plays his game. I don't think you can get him out of that mode at this particular point. I think is what we're going to have to watch all season long is him playing his game. You know, you look at a lot of quarterbacks, they're going to sling it. They're going to try to throw it through an eye of a needle. Sometimes you just have to take that chance. That's not his game. That's why he stands back there a lot of time. He's patting the ball, and it throws the timing of the offense off. The rhythm is thrown off. I don't think at this moment they can't get him out of it. It's frustrating in a lot of ways to the coaching staff and to the players. Extremely frustrating to the players because when they look at the film the next day or a few days later, they see what's available out there, what should have happened, and it didn't happen. It's frustrating to them as well.
Whew.
It's crazy. Timing for all of this. 8-2. This is the storyline.
Well, again, I go back to whoever is leaking it is. I don't know how that's good for the team. They are. I'm not saying the film. What they see on film, they should obviously react to, right? They should break it down in the film. They should talk about it. They should try to correct it. They need to get better to be at their best. But what good does it do the Eagles that all of this stuff is coming out?
Would you like for me to recklessly speculate? Because I can recklessly speculate.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you exactly what it is. You know how? Let me move my microphone close because I'm about to cook on this one.
Here we go.
Because this is what I've been trying to tell y'all.
Oh, okay. Forever. So we're spending this to an I told you so.
No, it's spending it to this luxury, not a necessity. Because listen to what I'm saying now.
I'm listening.
How much? We got like, what, $200-300 million on one side of the ball, right?
Probably more.
And they're underperforming. Mm-hmm. Your defense that you've went out, you've gotten corners off the street. You got a linebacker from a losing squad. You went to New Orleans and got a guy who never played a start. He was never a starter, turned into a stalwart linebacker, right? You got N'Kobe Dean, who's oft injured, coming in here doing the things that he's doing. This is about money. The money side of the ball is not paying dividends. That's why this is an issue. When you're winning, Joe, when you're winning like this and you're complaining, then you have to follow the money. The money that has been allocated to one side of the ball is not living up to the expectations. You went in the offseason and you gave the running back more money. He's struggling. Your offensive line is banged up. It's a lot going. Listen, and to be fair, this is not all on Jalen. But Jalen's a part of the equation because he's a part of the money. He's a part of where the money's allocated. This is what I've been trying to tell y'all from the beginning, and y'all want to talk about defense as a luxury, not a set. This defense is playing extremely well for the money that they've allocated for it, so much so that it's outperforming the offensive side of the ball that has all the money.
For 2 years.
For two whole years. Do you get it now? Do the light bulb come on now, you people? That's what I'm talking about. They've given all this money to this offense. They were the first team, unprecedentedly, to pay two receivers this kind of money, and they're struggling. And that's unacceptable because the dollars don't make sense. That's what it is. Why do you think they forced the ball to AJ last night? Why do you think that Jeffrey Lurie walked from downstairs and said, hey, calm down. We're going to feed. And they fed him reluctantly. And then the quarterback went and said, hey.
Ask KP.
Y'all, see that's why I'm here, because with all due respect, y'all ain't that bright. Y'all not that bright. Because I've been sitting here screaming this for the last couple of weeks. I hate to say I told you so, but y'all ain't that bright. Y'all not that bright, dog. I've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. And y'all get mad at me blowing up my DMs. And now you see it starting to come out.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't that bright. I've been trying to tell y'all, y'all got to read the tea leaves. Y'all got to read between the lines. Y'all ain't trying to do that. So they had to bring me up here to try to get y'all right. And it still ain't working. I've been here for 3 years trying to get y'all right. Y'all ain't trying to get right. Can't get right.
I actually get more impressed by the week and month of your ability to spin things. On a day where you pick the Lions to win, for you to be I Told You So Douglas today is an enormous spin.
It's amazing, ain't it?
It is amazing. You should be apologizing today.
Hey, how I am living in my own truth.
Own world.
No, but do you see what I'm saying? Now, why do you think, listen, because at the end of the day, the main thing is the main thing. You're 8-2. And then all of a sudden, I mean, just think about it. All of a sudden, oh, the quarterback ain't doing this. Or, you want me to recklessly speculate some more?
I mean, you've already gone there.
Or Kevin Petula, like, you know what? I'm tired of this. Y'all going to quit talking bad about me. And he's starting to throw people under the bus.
Well, someone's throwing someone under the bus. I mean, it does go back to this, because part of my head is like, why is this getting leaked out? They're 8-2, right? That should be the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. But, Hugh, you said something earlier that I think is important here. You know, some of those fans complain. They're like, why are you guys talking about the negatives? They're 8-2. But you said a word earlier, and maybe this is where their heads are at. They want to be a dynasty.
Yes.
And they view it as we have the most talent in the league. We should basically win every game or close to every game. This is what could hold us back from being a dynasty. We need to fix it. That, if I had to guess, that's where this comes from. It comes from they know they're better than everyone. They know they should win the Super Bowl again. And if it, like, why wouldn't they? And it's probably, if it doesn't happen, it's going to be the offense. And if it does happen, it's probably going to be the defense, like last year. Let's go to Josh, who's up on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Listen. Gilligan and a skipper, all right? We on Gilligan's Island, okay? The Gilligan is Sirianni, and a skipper is TJ. Listen, he's losing this football team, okay? Everybody figured out that he's a glorified a valet, okay? He can get the hamburgers. He can open up the door. He can park the car, but he can't coach worth a damn. All right? Let's get that together. All right? And I believe Jeffrey and Howie sees it. And I believe
we're talking about the head coach or the quarterback. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Sirianni. That's Gilligan. Okay?
So what are they going to do with the head coach? They're going to fire him?
No. What they might do is bring in a consultant for our so-called offensive coordinator. Okay. The dude he can't coordinate his clothes. Really? Come on, stop! Stop it! Are y'all? Is anyone seeing this? As far as Jalen is concerned, Jalen has no confidence. He never had no confidence in Sirianni. And he really don't have any confidence in PJ, and he's doing what he needs to do. He's going on his own. And Tom Brady did the same thing. Tom Brady had no – I mean, come on. Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback ever, and he did what he needed to do to win 7 Super Bowls. And I think Jalen should do the same thing because Sirianni and PJ is done.
Nobody knows who PJ is, by the way. That person doesn't exist.
You mean KP?
I'm just KP.
No,
I'm
you know
sorry.
What? He's, you know, Josh, I like this. He's PJ. He's coached like a PJ this year. He's man, to have a rant like that and to mix the letters up, it makes it even better. So we're going to hire someone else to take more power away from Sirianni? I mean, like, doesn't call the plays. Defensive coordinator is mostly in charge. Consultant now. I mean, what? Just keep bringing more people in.
Yeah, that's – and then Big Dom got to say, Big Dom can't fix this.
Maybe he can. He facilitated the meeting between Lurie and
Big Dom can fix anything.
I don't know. I'm going to call him and see.
Okay. Can he fix the offense?
We've been trying to do that for weeks, and it's not all right. Done.
Still have a headset?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, all right. Who, if you could vote on Sunday, who calls the plays in Dallas? Kevin Petullo, Nick Sirianni, or
Jalen
Big Dom?
Hurts.
Or Jalen Hurts. You got to choose between one of those.
Well, I think Jalen was calling him earlier. That's probably,
no, he no, wasn't.
Technically,
we'll go with Sirianni, though.
Well, technically, I'm right.
No.
That he was calling the plays.
No.
Because, wait a minute, hear me out.
I vote Big Dom, by the way, if we put the poll up.
Because they just said, D-Gun just said he's out there doing his own thing. Mm. So that means he's calling his own
plays. No, it doesn't.
Game, but, set, match.
It just could mean that maybe he's not running the play right. The way it's supposed to be run on
exactly
time, rhythm.
Okay, so he's running his own play.
No.
No, it's not a different play. It's just butchering the play.
No, but he's doing his own thing.
I don't know how this team's 8-2. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up on everything. The win, the defense. Let's not lose sight of what they did yesterday. They were dominant. The batted passes, Quinyon Mitchell. Nakobe Dean is playing like a guy that, how can you let him walk in free agency? He's been that good, and this run defense has been excellent the last month. Your phone call's on it all, plus the offensive nonsense they have going on. All the reports we played for you today, the play last night, I hated how many times they forced the ball to A.J. Brown yesterday. I thought it was a joke, and it took them out of a rhythm. Your phone calls on and all. And we have to go around the NFL. It was a great Sunday. It was one of the better NFL Sundays leading into Sunday Night Football. We'll have the best moments from yesterday around the NFL. Our reaction, I think Told You So Douglas might come back, because those Chiefs are now 5-5 and outside the postseason picture. That's all coming up. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The FanDuel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.